Well, hello there. Hi. This is The Medicine Show. And if you're listening, welcome. We'd just like to say, first of all, we love you very much. Yes, this is a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter and hopefully a little bit of insight. I'm DJ MC Elemental P RSVP DJ Paleface Jason Lawrence with DJ Alibaba from the back alley. This is Ali Ghazani. How you doing, Ali?
Hello, everybody.
I keep on telling you, you gotta say hi more. Do you want to say something, Mandy?
Hey, everybody. Hello, Vancouver.
Excellent. Tonight, we have a special co-host guest, Sally Mae Chabrizi. Did I say the last part right? Hi, Sally Mae.
Hi, everyone. Nice to be here.
Absolutely. Well, Vancouver, we are broadcasting from CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And our special guests, tonight's guests are Big Red Kite, Stephen Lane, and Andy Park on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish Territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. And we'd like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. And we have a prescription, which, as I like to say, I'm not a doctor. I have no right to prescribe anything. We'd like to humbly suggest that you contemplate and meditate on a specific subject that would be healthy for your spirit, for the culture, for the community, and for the world. So tonight, we have this special prescription because it's springtime. Let your mind blossom with the change of season. Ali, would you like to talk about the change of seasons?
Yes. So I'm going to say again, hello, everybody. So as Jason told, we're going to the new season this spring. So I wrote something about the prescription for tonight. I'm going to read this. Every day is a new gift from God. Today I choose life. Every morning when I wake up, I can choose joy, happiness, negativity, pain. To feel the freedom that comes from being able to continue to make mistakes and chooses. Today I choose to feel life. My eyes are open and my heart is beating. Each of those mean you have a plan for me. These minutes, this hour, and this day. Our mind needs the spring cleaning that blossoms the engagement that will happen from your mind to your heart. Yet, with these March sunsets that somehow recall our hearts, immeasurably at peace and find the word to be wonderful and youthful after all, Jason.
So I'd like to say welcome to another special guest that's joining us in the studio. We have Thomas Beckman on the viola. Hey, Thomas! Your Excellency! And right now you're listening to the wonderful combination of Stephen Lane, Andy Park, and Thomas Beckman on viola. So we're going to start off with a song. This is from Stephen Lane, and then we'll talk and say hi to everybody.
Country singer's hearts. I've been going on so long with a heart that's half as strong as it would be when it's loving somebody. Would you give me a chance? Let me have this dance. Then maybe you're gonna see you could be loving me. A little, what's your name? A little glad you came. I'm gonna love you with a country singer's heart. A little country living, a little taking, a lot of giving. I'm gonna love you with a country singer's heart.
All right, boys.
A country singer's heart is deep with all the love that it can keep. Until he finds a mate, there's no rest and there's no sleep. And a singer's heart is wide with all the love it holds inside. Well, there's nothing left to do but let my heart start loving you. Hey! A little what's your name? A little glad you came. I'm gonna love you with the country singer's heart. A little country living, a little taking, a lot of giving. I'm gonna love you with the country singer's heart. Take it away, Thomas. We hold the key to how happy we can be. So let's set out on the road. Darling, we'll be running free. Hey! A little what's your name? A little glad you came. I'm gonna love you with the country singer's heart. A little country living, a little take and a lot of giving. I'm gonna love you with the country singer's heart. I'm gonna love you with the country singer's heart.
Wow. Good jamming, guys.
Thank you.
Woo!
Thanks, you guys.
That was Stephen Lane with Thomas Beckman and Andy Park. And so Stephen Lane is a singer-songwriter, born and raised in Vancouver, British Columbia. He's known locally as the host of the ever-popular open mic night at the Fairview Pub. Woohoo! I love that place. Yeah.
We've been doing it for a while now.
Cool.
Yeah. And so, and that's, I guess, how you met some of these people, getting together with Eddie Lamb.
Yep.
And connected through Christopher. So, as well as the one half of Cat Murphy Band?
Yeah, so I co-host the Fairview Pub Open Mic Night. We do it twice a week, Mondays and Wednesdays. And I co-host it with a girl named Caitlin Devey. And so we also collaborate and play together. When we play together as a duo, we go by the name Cat Murphy Band.
Nice.
So that's our little group that we kind of host the open mic through and play a few other shows together. But and we also do our own stuff.
And Stephen's solo performance focuses primarily on the genres of country and pop. Well, as we heard, his songwriting can be described as accessible and radio friendly, while maintaining a social consciousness which often contrasts the catchy mainstream tones of his music. You can find Stephen with his guitar at many singer songwriter venues in Vancouver, performing his carefully crafted tones. By day, Stephen parlays his creative approach to life and his gregarious personality into the world of wine, in which he has worked as a sommelier. Can you say the word for us?
Sommelier.
Sommelier. Sommelier. Say it again.
Sommelier. 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 Sommelier.
It's all Greek to me, you know.
It's not a Somalian. That's the only thing you got to know.
Sommelier, educator, and consultant for several organizations. So Andy Park is in the studio with us. Can you slide that microphone over a little bit? Andy Park is a singer-songwriter. He travels widely, Hello. Internationally, to perform, mostly in churches and at church conferences. In the last 30-plus years, he has toured to a total of 35 different countries. His musical style is folk and rock. That's my favorite type. Andy has released dozens of albums, and his latest recording Christmas project is called Still Shining, released in October of 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Among Andy Park's best-known songs are
In the Secret?
In the Secret and The River Is Here.
That is right.
Yeah. He was awarded a platinum record for his song The River Is Here. Many of his songs were recorded with Vineyard Music, and Andy is originally from Los Angeles, California, my hometown. Me too.
Is that right?
Yes, I was born in Whittier.
Cool.
I should tell all my secrets to everybody out there. Listen, they stalk me.
Yeah, another co-host is from Persia as well.
Okay, so we also have the Persian influence in here in the studio with Sally Mae and Ali Ghazani, Ali Baba here.
Is it really Sally Mae?
No.
Salome.
I've even switched it up a little bit.
Salome.
Salome. That Salome. Sounds much better. Like sounds Salome. Way more Persian. Yes. Way more beautiful.
I definitely get Salome.
Salome, now you get back in here and have your dinner right now.
Totally Southern.
Well, we are playing country. So.
Yeah, right? That's right. My country name. Yeah.
Originally from Los Angeles, Andy Parks resides with his family in this beautiful British Columbia out in Surrey. He's lived in Canada for 25 years and has an up-and-coming event Sunday, March 26th at Abbotsford Vineyard Church at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Wake up early. I got to drive out to Abbotsford. But if you're in the area or you – and then so also you can purchase his music from his website – or iTunes. What's the website where people can
andypark.ca. You can hear my music or
and it's just like it's spelled.
Yeah, A-N-D-Y-P-A-R-K, and I'm not Korean because a lot of people immediately think that. There's a lot of Korean people. I love Korean people, but
I know a couple Andy Parks who are Korean.
Yeah. I one of them, an Andy Park played bass in my band one time in LA. That's always weird when you meet somebody with exactly same name you have.
I did want to let everybody know we have got Thomas Beckman from many projects, including the Sons of Granville and a musical composer for films. And he's the one that you heard playing the viola. We've actually worked together on a couple of projects, including also, I don't even want to say this wrong now. Salome, now you get in here, girl.
Salome
Tabrizi is here with us, and she is the organizer and founder of the Cannabis Conference, which is coming up really soon. So she's going to be talking with us a little bit about the spirit of the plant and a lot of complicated issues that surround it as we go through the night. But we don't want to just keep talking your ear off. We want to hear some Andy Park. So what song are you going to do for us?
All right, I'm going to do a song called Linda May, which is for my beautiful wife, Linda. Yes. I don't ever address her as Linda May, but that is her middle name, and it works great in the song.
Salome and Linda May, you get in here and have your dinner.
There is a parallel there. But
I wish Linda May was here.
next week is our 36th anniversary, and she is an awesome wife. We have 8 children, by the way.
And, wow.
And she works as a midwife, and that's why she's probably sleeping right now because she's on call waiting for whatever call might come in. So she has never heard this song before. And so I am going to share this with her very soon.
Yeah. Shout outs to Linda.
Yeah, Linda, I know you're
bearing
asleep,
so many
but
children
I love
and
you.
Contributing so wonderfully to this world.
You want me to go ahead?
Yes. Yeah.
I was young and green, and you were just 19. The last thing you wanted in your life was a boyfriend. You had much bigger plans to travel this wide world. I distracted you from the main menu, 'cause I wanted to hold your hand. And you took a chance on romance with me. At first you said no, but then you said come dance with me. You are sweeter than a summer day, Linda Mae. How I love you, let me count the ways, Linda Mae. To the breadth and the depth and the height my soul can reach, how I love you,
Linda May. And since you took my hand and put on my wedding band, oh, we've done so many crazy things that we never could have planned. Said you'd follow me anywhere, so I took you everywhere, from LA to BC and across the pond, and on and on and on. You are sweeter than a summer day, Linda May. I love you, Linda May. How I love you. And I'm still discovering the treasure that you are. I had no clue when I found you. I was catching a shooting star. On this great faith adventure, I'm so glad that we could do this thing together. Oh, you are sweeter than a summer day, than a day. How I love you, let me count the ways, than a day. From the breath. How I love you, Linda May. How I love you. 2, 4, 6, 8, you're the one I celebrate. Oh, 2, 4, 6, 8, you're the one I celebrate.
'Em, give him those headphones, but how'd it come through?
Yeah, it was good.
It's good. It's good. The people have spoken. Well, next time when we play, we'll switch those around. You can have listen to how you
okay.
sound. And sorry about that. I no disrespect. Salome.
Yeah.
Salome is here with us.
Salome.
Okay.
You have to say it 100 times.
Salome. See, I've known you for years, and I've always been saying Salome, because I thought I saw the... Never mind. So you have the Cannabis Conference coming up May 6th and 7th, right here in the Nest. Mm-hmm. And so this is this the first time in this building? Is it? I think last year we were in the Western Bayshore. Can we slide this over here? So we
sure.
No. We can't, can we? Can we bring that one over? We're just doing a little bit of technical adjustments. Here you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Hi. Hi. Are you listening out there? We really appreciate your ears here. We're doing this for a reason. So, Salome, can you tell us what's going to happen at this conference? Maybe something about some of these people on the back of this card here, the speakers?
Yeah, definitely. So we're coming to a very exciting time. Maybe some of you guys know that the Canadian government has stated that they're going to release legislation on national legalization this spring. And this is very, very exciting because Canada is going to be the first G20 country to do this on a national front.
Yeah, I heard of all the promises that were that on part of Trudeau's campaign trail. One of them was legalizing marijuana and So what is the biggest push for you? Like, what is the big impetus of your passion here doing this conference? And what is some of the main points that you feel very passionately about making this happen?
Yeah. So I think connecting people, the patients, the public, to some of the experts of the medical cannabis area right now, because a lot of people don't know that Canada has actually had a medical marijuana program since 2001. And last year, Health Canada stated that there were actually over 98,000 people enrolled in the program. And so many people are using cannabis for pain, for insomnia, anxiety, any kind of inflammation, whether it's within the gut or within the skin. There's so many health benefits to this plant. And unfortunately, since 1923 in Canada, it's been prohibited and stigmatized. And this is a very exciting time as we're coming back to holistic, alternative, natural healing.
And so what do you say to people when they could, you know, a lot of people could greatly benefit from the medical aspects of marijuana, and there is a lot of stigma surrounding that. So we've seen a lot of people who have Parkinson's taking it for symptoms, and people with cancer that take it for the symptoms and stuff, and showing some great improvements, as we know, like at the last year's conference, the little girl that was getting up and talking about how her life was greatly improved because of her taking, I think it was the tablets, was she taking?
Yeah.
So how would you ask people to see beyond their stigma and their preconceived notions of this plant that has been criminalized for so long and now is accessible? How do you suggest people can get around that stigma?
Yeah, and again, I feel like as human beings, we have choices, and this plant is not for everyone, and but the focus is that we should have a choice, and as humans, you know, some of us can benefit from pharmaceuticals, but other people want to have an alternative, and with I'm kind of grieving right now because my aunt is actually going through breast cancer. And she doesn't have access to cannabis, and she's going through chemo and radiation. And unfortunately, this is really hard on her system and her body, and we're seeing the deterioration every day. And so, then on the other hand, there are people who have had incredible benefits. Because with cannabis, especially with THC, it actually, supports the killing of cancer cells, but it doesn't touch healthy cells. And this is the difference between that in regards to cancer, because when we go through radiation or chemo, a lot of healthy cells also get affected. And this is why your immune gets, it deteriorates when you're going through chemo and radiation. And so there's a lot of research that has been done, but there's a lot of research that still needs to be done. And this is why this is such an exciting time, because, with a conference, there are 50 speakers that are going to be here. And this is a range of doctors, researchers, advocates, professors, as well as patients who are going to be talking about the whole range of benefits from cannabis.
Okay, so if people want more information about it, do they just go to Cannabis Conference, or how would you suggest people find out more information?
Yeah, so cannabishempconference.com. And this conference is not only looking at the medical benefits of cannabis, but also the environmental benefits. And that's where hemp comes in. And again, as humans on this planet, we're kind of facing some trouble, with our climate and climate change. And so we need all the help that we can get, and the plants are definitely supporting us in that regard. And for me, there's a spiritual aspect in that too, for us to be able to awaken to our role here as human beings and as stewards of the planet, and what we can do to support an alternative, positive way.
Mm-hmm. We're actually going to take a break, come back, listen to some more music, and talk more about the Cannabis Conference
with Salome.
Hi,
No, it is.
I caught you.
Salome!
Come back pretty soon.
We'll be right back on the Medicine Show, buddy.
This is Dick Valentine from Electric Six. You're listening to CITR 101.9, University of British Columbia.
Caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
The Vancouver Improvised Music Meeting 2017 presents Baltimore-based pedal steel guitarist Susan Alcorn, LA-based drummer percussionist Ted Burns, and Portland-Vancouver-based saxophonist, flautist, and clarinetist John Gross, in concert with an amazing lineup of local musicians. Come see and take part in the Vancouver Improvised Music Meeting 2017, Thursday, March 23rd at the China Cloud, Friday, March 24th, and Saturday, March 25th at the Western Front. Additionally, there will be a public workshop on Saturday, March 25th at the Western Front with dancer Barbara Bourget and bassist Torsten Moeller. Ticket information can be found at vim.brownpapertickets.com.
Back on the Medicine Show, and Andy Park is warming up with Thomas Beckman. So Andy,
yeah,
tell us a little bit about this song that you're going to do.
My oldest son and his family were staying with us. This is over Christmas, I think. And it was an inspiration for a song. And so the song is written through the perspective of the mom and dad of two young kids. So the kids are 3 and 1. And the amazing miracle of seeing life formed through, you know, the union of a marriage and the joys of it, but also the challenges and stresses of it. That's kind of what this song sort of touches on, through the eyes of the parents. So if there's some parents of young kids out there, you might relate to this. Mommy, oh, Daddy, baby crawling on the floor. Sisters playing Play-Doh at the table. This is our family of four. Lots of snuggles, struggles. Lots of food falling on the floor.
topsy-turvy. Lord have mercy. Yeah, this is our family of four. From the first breath to the first steps, we are constantly amazed. Ever growing, always changing, we are thankful every day. Lots of messes, pretty dresses. Now our baby is a little girl. Sometimes blissful, sometimes stressful. Oh, this is our family of four. From the first breath to the first steps, we are constantly amazed. They are growing, ever changing. We are thankful every day. Little miracles, so real and physical. How did this happen to us? So mundane yet mystical. Our love is incurable here with the four of us. And in the nighttime, in the daytime, wishing I could sleep some more. When daddy comes home, it's fun time. Yeah, this is our family of four. Through the crying and the laughter, we are. Love is the tie that binds. We're together, we're for each other. We are thankful all the time. Through the crying and the laughter, our love is the tie that binds. We're together, we're for each other. We are thankful all the time.
Okay.
Wow. I'm very appreciative of that. Cool. So wholesome and cool. Wonderful and
thank
catchy
you.
Of a song too. Let's actually just hear another one right away.
Okay.
And if you want to set that up, did you want to this one just to be dry or with accompaniment?
No, I've already spoken. I'm sorry.
Thomas.
I've already asked Thomas to play on this one. This one, it's cool that this is called the Medicine Show because kind of what I do in my normal sort of week-by-week music is it is a healing kind of a thing because we're inviting God's love to come and touch us and people experience healing like during our gatherings. And so this is an example of that. It's talking about inviting the God of all comfort to come and this is a brand new song. Just finished it a week ago or so. Actually, I added some more to it today. It's this classic songwriter can't figure out when his song's finished.
The song is never finished. It's only abandoned.
Abandoned,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Andy Parker, the Medicine Show with Thomas Beckman.
God of all comfort, you're here, calling us now to come near. Your arms of compassion reach out to gather us. Now we're returning to now we are resting in you, in quietness and trust, we find strength, and it feels Yes, it feels like we are home, where we belong. Oh, and you love us all day long. You love us all day long. We open up our hearts, and you love us all day long. Spirit of God, you are here, banishing all of our fears. Oh, filling us now with your love, Holy One. And it feels like we are home here in your heart. Yes, it feels like we are home where we belong. And you love us all day long. You love us all day long. We open up our hearts, and you love us all day long. Higher than the hay, and we love you all day long. We love you all day long. We open up our hearts, and we love you all day long.
Park. Wow. And we were talking earlier about loving life and appreciating it and manifesting the change and embracing the changes of new seasons. I think that actually we have a question from Ali Ghazani from the back alley.
So
watch out, he's in the back alley.
I was thinking to order the Andy an ad and reply to the first one. Here's the question. Yeah. Yeah, it's the song is exactly the meaning of the first one. And can you sing the prayer for everybody?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can do
say a prayer for the city?
Yeah.
Yeah. God, we ask that you would pour out your love on Vancouver. And we know that you love every single one of your children. You've created all of us. And you pour blessings on all of us. You allow hardship on all of us too. But God, I ask for just a miraculous outpouring. I pray for people out there right now who are struggling, that are hearing this show tonight, and they need help. They need comfort. They need strength. They need
wisdom, pour in all those things to him, and bless them, God. Let love just grow in their lives. Let your love grow in their lives. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Wow, absolutely beautiful. And we are going to continue on with some more music. We have Stephen Lane here who wants to sing us a song called Red Wine, if I'm not mistaken. Isn't
yes,
it?
I'd be happy to.
Proper thing thereby. So like a kitchen chair like for Nova Scotia there.
Good. It's a, red wine can be very healing.
Should I move that for the guitar?
Temporarily.
One of the mics or?
Glass of daylight.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
It's supposed to dissolve the plaque in your veins.
I want to get some.
Arteries.
Great. Andy, just want to say that was a real pleasure to hear those songs.
You.
They're absolutely beautiful. It's an honor to be sitting next to you here and playing these tunes and glad to be here. So yeah, so this is a song called Red Wine. Obviously, I am in the wine business by day. And, you know, I've actually worked on this song. I wrote it for a friend of mine named Jenny Doyle, who I collaborate with. She plays in a couple of notable cover bands in Vancouver. One of them is called Las Divas. One of them is called The Attractions. And we worked on this song together. So we just kind of completed it a couple days ago, actually. So world premiere, you might say.
You prefer red or white?
I like the one in my glass. All right, so here we go. I watched that plane disappear into the clouds and take you far away. Standing in the rain, I need something to calm my nerves and make me feel okay. While I drink whiskey in the country, I drink tequila in the sands. There's just one drink that makes me feel the way you can. Like a bottle of red wine, you make me feel so high when things ain't going right. You're like a bottle of red wine, you knock me off my feet, but you pick me right back up and then you smile. You're like a bottle of red wine. You're like a bottle of red wine. Late at night, I lay awake just wishing you were curled up next to me. I get up, polish off a glass or three, then I hold you in my dreams. Well, I like cold beer on a Friday. I need coffee when I'm tired. But only wine can make me better. Only you can light my fire. You're like a bottle of red wine. You're warm like summertime. With you, I feel the heat. You're like a bottle of red wine. You're bitter, girl, sometimes, but to me, you taste so sweet. You're like a bottle of red wine. You're like a bottle of red wine. You're the one who can erase my restless fears. You know that I could drink a case of you, my dear. Well, sometimes I say I don't, sometimes I say I do. Well, darling, I get drunk on you. You're like a bottle of red wine, a secret I can't keep, but I swear I'll tell you first. You're like a bottle of red wine. With you my roots run deep, and you always quench my thirst. You're like a bottle of red wine. You're like a bottle of red wine. You're like a bottle of red wine. my familiar place. With you, I feel at home. You're like a bottle of red wine, my leather and my lace, and I know I'm not alone. You're like a bottle of red wine. You're like a bottle of red wine.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you both. We're going to actually take a break, and we're going to come back in a few minutes with Big Red Kite on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter.
Laughter.
There we go.
This winter, Vancouver will enjoy the customary drizzle, fog, and perhaps a modicum of the white stuff. On the other hand, for $195, you can enjoy sunshine of Mexico. Mexico.
Wherever you are, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on the unceded territory of the Coast Salish, Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Or just flop out under...
The Vancouver Improvised Music Meeting 2017 presents Baltimore-based pedal steel guitarist Susan Alcorn, LA-based drummer-percussionist Ted Burns, and Portland-Vancouver-based saxophonist, flautist, and clarinetist John Gross, in concert with an amazing lineup of local musicians. Come see and take part in the Vancouver Improvised Music Meeting 2017, Thursday, March 23rd at the China Cloud, Friday, March 24th, and Saturday, March 25th at the Western Front. Additionally, there will be a public workshop on Saturday, March 25th at the Western Front with dancer Barbara Bourget and bassist Torsten Moeller. Ticket information can be found at vim.brownpapertickets.com.
And now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments, and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
Tired of the gender binary, gender policing, or just want to speak your truth?
Join CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
This group of radio makers is all about centering the voices, issues, concerns, and experiences of women identified, transgender, intersex, two-spirit, genderqueer, gender non-conforming, non-binary, and gender fluid folks and allies.
Anyone can join, no experience necessary.
Like the Gender Empowerment Collective on Facebook or email volunteer at citr.ca.
Our show, Babe Waves, airs Thursdays from 5 to 6 and features music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
She was photographer, she was fitting in.
Hello. Hi. Hi. We're back. We're back on the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. Well, I hope we're sending out some good live healing vibes to y'all out there in Vancouver and around the world, wherever you are. Just want to remind you, we love you, and that's why we do this show.
Yeah, that song you heard before is named The Dreamlands from the Bright Red Kite. Yes, is the true name?
Big Red Kite.
Okay. It was a dreamland.
Oh, I said Big Red Kite.
Big Red Kite. Yeah, I'm so sorry, Big Red Keith.
Is it bright or big?
Bright.
It's Bright Red Kite. Yes.
Bright Red Kite. What a beautiful name.
Yes.
Nice.
It really does invoke some visuals, you know, just to even hear it being said. Bright Red Kite is Jarrett Phillips, who is the lead singer. He sometimes plays guitar and keyboards. Is that true?
That is absolutely true.
Scott Jeffrey on vocals, bass, and keyboards. Rocking the multi-instrumentalism. Matt, how do you say your last name, Matt?
Pate.
Okay, I didn't want to say it wrong because then I get in trouble because Salome just slapped me upside the head. And he does guitar, keyboards, bass, vocals, recording, and mixing engineer for Dreamlands. What's Dreamlands?
New EP.
Okay, well, it's the new EP from Bright Red Kite. Derek Lowe's is on drums. How you doing, Derek? Scream at the microphone.
Yeah. I'm good.
We had to swing on over. Okay, so I don't know. We got this country twang hat in here tonight. Bright Red Kite are an indie rock four-piece from Vancouver, BC, with an expansive and eclectic sound featuring effects-laden arpeggios dancing over layered atmospheric synths, a clinical rhythm section, and doomsday baritone crooning. Dun, dun, dun. They are overeducated and perfectly well-adjusted, I'm sure. Although this is likely a front for a serious latent medical disorders or criminal enterprises and such. What is this?
Can you hear the sound of the nature from the background?
Oh, you can hear birds in the background because it's spring. Isn't that nice? So Bright Red Kite's latest album, Dreamlands, was inspired by Lovecraft, heist movies, infidelity, the journals of a 19th century Civil War general. It'll cover my screen. I'm trying to read. And first year psychology lectures.
Wow.
It was recorded in a Langley garage in December while huddling around space heaters and wringing out our hands a lot. Gosh, that sounds cold, you guys. In retrospect, they do seem to like to make bad decisions. Well,
it was very cold.
Was it? And so, do you guys tend to make bad decisions like repeatedly and sort of make, you know, repeat mistakes?
You'd like to say no.
Right? It's springtime. We're talking about change here. How can people change and adapt in this world of tumultuous, changing,
well, you're gonna
big
make
brother?
That's obvious. So it's really about...
Well, come right into the microphone and just like...
Sure.
You're like this when you're talking.
So you're not going to change that part. You're going to make mistakes, but you can change how you react to the mistakes, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not about... you can't control the world, so you're going to have to control how you feel about those mistakes.
And do you think that,
wow?
Do you think that there's a lot to be learned from making mistakes?
Oh, sure. I mean, how else do you learn?
Right. You know, some of my hardest times in life have given me a great appreciation for. All right. What is the? Should we give it a? Should we give it a few more seconds here?
Whoa!
Wow! 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 You know. Let's noodle around and do a sound check while we're saying hello to Salome. Salome?
Yes.
Salome, are you ready to talk about that conference of yours?
Red wine.
I think we got it in our head. You guys feel free to noodle around as you like. As we're doing a sound check as Salome and I are discussing the conference. What can people be expecting in the conference coming up that's maybe perhaps different than any other conferences?
Yeah. So in celebrating this incredible plant, you know, the intention is to bring in as many parts as possible. So bringing in the science, bringing in the spirituality, bringing in the environmental focus, as well as music. And I'm so excited to be here tonight with so many talented musicians. I don't think I've ever been in such a small room with so many instruments, which is awesome. So we're definitely going to have some great musicians at the Nest here on May 6th and 7th. Celebrating the plant creativity as well.
Who's gonna play?
Who's gonna be here? Well, our first musician is Prasad. Prasad plays sitar, guitar, saxophone. He has traveled extensively around the world. He's also a songwriter himself. We also have Vian. Vian plays the Chinese zither, and she's also a very, very mystical being. We also have John Sheldon, who's going to be coming from the States, and he has, he was a hippie back in the 60s, and he has written a few songs regarding plant medicines, including ayahuasca and cannabis.
Wow, exciting. Wow. So we actually might get a bit of a glimpse into the spirit plant medicine sort. Is this anything like the spirit plant medicine conference education at the same time as a bit of a overall hemp picture?
Yeah, definitely. And for those of you guys who have also looked at the website, cannabishempconference.com, you'll see that one of our keynotes this year is Graham Hancock. Do you know Graham Hancock, Jason?
I've heard. Is he the guy that's been like rebel with the big beard?
He's definitely a rebel. His
I didn't shave that beard.
maybe he shaved his beard. There have been 3 TED Talks that have been banned. And he...
Right on. I want to hear those ones.
Yes. And his is called The War on Consciousness. And it's about human rights to be... for us to be able to have access to psychedelics, entheogens, spirit plant medicines, and to have that choice as human beings to be able to co-evolve with these incredible substances and plants.
Why is it they always want to ban the good stuff?
Right? Yeah. Empowerment, man. It's the age.
Bright Red Kite. How you doing, Mr. Kite?
Very well. Doing great.
These are the Brothers Kite, and they're going to play some songs from the Big Red. I mean, this is Bright Red Kite. What song you guys want to start us off with? And then we'll talk a little bit about what's going on in your world. So what's this first song?
The song is called Noctambulist.
What?
Noctambulist.
Can you spell that for the people?
I cannot.
Okay, I'm going to have you spell it afterwards. This is Noctambulist.
My fancy, make it true, make it with brandy. With sobriquets, with unfolding boxes, with paper cuts. Flowers are talk on and on. You like what I like. This holds relevance like dropsy. But I'm full of a meaningless thing. How is it be?
give me a break. Before I break me for you, been up all night, here comes the dawn, let it, I won't be around to sleep, till I like courage on. Stood apart. You like what I like. This holds relevance, like dropsy. But I'm full of a meaningless thing. Powers it be, give me a
Wow, that was fun. It was really cool and atmospheric and enjoyable. I think that we should do a sound adjustment. So we're gonna keep the show rolling so that we don't lose it while we're doing the adjustment. I'm just gonna guide y'all through it. If you're listening out there, just bear with us for a second. Can we bring the overall volume down a little bit so we can? How are you hearing your vocals? You're a little bit drowned out, eh? Yeah. Yeah, so let's just try and bring down the sound a little bit, and then we'll hear more of that. What do you think? The sound could come down a bit?
Oh, I mean, I didn't have monitors for most of it, so I couldn't really say.
Okay, just want to hear that vocal a little bit more, and in fact, I'm going to give you two mics, and then you can sing into both at the same time. Line them up. Yeah, something, something. Do what you need to do. Yeah.
That was just one thing. You can say that the ambiance is here.
Oh, you do not need an ambient mic.
Yeah.
What you need is two mics on this guy's vocal because he's really being drowned out.
That's right.
So can you point them, like, just turn the microphone completely around like that. There you go. And then bring that down just slightly. Try and line them up next to each other. Yeah. There you go. Exactly. There you go. Thank you. Okay, bright red kite. Take two. More bright red kite. What song do you guys want to do next?
This song is called Elp and Glow. Wow.
Elp and Glow? Like
Alpen.
Oh, like the cereal?
Sure. Is it mountain? I don't know.
Can I know what Alpen means? What is Alpen?
It's like a, it's an effect on a mountaintop, basically. It's like,
okay.
Like refracting off of it.
Here.
It's a real thing.
It's a real thing. It's not made up. It's,
I believe you. I just,
I don't have a dictionary with me, but it's,
I could get a further
it's
education.
It's basically like, it's an effect that happens on mountains, like light reflecting off the top of it. It's like, it's a strange effect. Yeah,
very cool. So it creates a glow of light luminescent on top of a mountain.
It's lovely.
Excellent. Like take it. We'll take it away, bright red kite on the Medicine Show.
Mm-hmm.
Bright red kite on the medicine. Charles. CITR.
Amazing.
Charles, you know, and you know what's really amazing about this band is it's like it's mostly organic, and these guys are actually playing these instruments, so it's like it sounds like, you know, really modern with the electronic sounds. But
it's the music from Cosmo,
cosmic music band.
Yeah.
You guys want to say anything about this particular song? Like what inspired you to write this music? Are the lyrics about a glowing mountaintop, or what's the story there?
In part.
He's okay. Very secretive about his lyrics and all the meaning behind his lyrics.
You know, it keeps them up very badly if I try and explain them. It takes a long time. No one likes it.
Okay, no, we're not going to pressure anybody for anything here.
No, you should. Pressure.
Yeah, well, okay, so anything coming up that you guys want to mention as far as any... things that you want people to know about for the band, commercial reasons, plugs for anything?
Yeah, we're playing tomorrow night at Backstage Lounge on Granville Island with three other bands. It's going to be a great night. We're playing probably right around this time, so around midnight we'll be on stage promoting our new EP, which is Dreamlands.
Dreamlands. And how would you, if people just search for Bright Red Kite on the internet, will they most likely, are you Googleable?
Yeah, you can go to brightredkite.ca and it'll redirect you to iTunes and
all the good stuff.
You can buy the album if you so choose. And the Facebook, yes. Like us on Facebook.
Nice. If you don't.
Can you say again, Googleable?
Googleable? Well, I actually, I came up with the word myself. Let's take it out with one last song before we say goodnight. And we're going to hopefully, depending on where Kelly is, if we have the late night show coming up after this next break. So this is the Bright Red Kite on the Medicine Show.
Yeah, give me.
And
1 second here.
So
plug this in.
Salamay.
Salamay, that's your cue.
They're you.
I'm gonna steal this for a second. Ooh, I'm setting up. So
swing back.
Swing on back. Is there social reasons people that are not really going to be using marijuana, such as green resources and renewable energy that comes from the plant itself, that you want to make people more aware of that they might not have heard of?
Yeah, so, you know, this is a plant that has been supporting humans for over 5,000 years, whether it's for clothing, for food. Hemp nutrition is obviously a big support for us. And now we're coming back to some of these means, including hempcrete. We have Joy Beckerman coming from...
Hempcrete. Is that like concrete made out of hemp?
Exactly.
My sidewalk's green!
We want to have alternatives to move away from plastics and fuel and be able to use hemp, you know, to run our cars, make our cars, make our buildings, and be able to nourish ourselves.
All right. Anybody who wants to catch, are you guys ready to go over there? Anybody who wants to catch the hemp conference? That is May 6th and 7th right here at the Nest at UBC. This is the Student Union building. We are every weekend. We're broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. We'd like to thank the maker. Thank our special guest host,
Salome Tabrizi.
Salome Tabrizi. And our guests, Bright Red Kite, Jarrett Phillips, Scott Jeffrey, Matt Pate, and is it Pate? Did I get it right? Okay. And Derek Lowe's. Our other guests, Stephen Lane and Andy Park. And we'd like to thank Thomas Beckham for coming in here and sharing some of his viola. Thanks to our families, our parents, our siblings, and to everyone listening out there in this beautiful city. We'd like to, if you'd like to check us out, we're at Medicine Show, themedicineshow.ca. We leave you with more Bright Red Kite.
Thank you, Jason Alley. Woo-woo!
Any shout-outs, you can just say them now over the microphone. Shout-out. I'd like to shout-out to the people's babies.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hello to all of our moms.
Like to thank, I'd like to give a shout-out to everybody's kitties and doggies at home wagging their tails.
show.
Wow.
You ready to take it over? Do you want a song in between? Here's a song, but you're transitioning. Sorry about the overtime.